You're still listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM and 99.1. And we're changing the pace a little bit. After that last hour, I only just survived with Grant, but always great fun when we have Grant in. But it's my pleasure now to introduce Libby and Annette, and they're both from Quilts from Orphans. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. Now, I believe you've now taken on, apart from being the secretary, Libby, you're now the president.
Yes. Yes.
Glutton for punishment. But anyway,
it's both one way of looking at it.
I guess, like all other organisations, if we don't have the president, the secretary, and the treasurer, and a few committee, well, the group just doesn't exist, does it?
That's right. Yep. So we've got to keep going.
Absolutely. Now, you want to tell us a little bit about what Quilts for Orphans did for last year?
Yep. We operate kind of in financial years. It just helps with all our budgets and things. So the last financial year, we gifted a total of 520 quilts, we call
them.
Gee,
that's all right.
Absolutely. Fabric hugs. Locally to local groups and also overseas. So yep, we've got a few of those. Billanook College take a trip with their senior students to Thailand every 2 years, and they took about 30-plus quilts. They humanitarian work in a village high up in the mountains. So it was great to connect with them and work with Billanook College. Kirkbray Aged Care, Mother's Day and Father's Day. We come up with some really nice lap quilts for the residents. There, Rose Lodge down at Wonthaggi, a little bit further away. And Warrigal Aged Care, so help them out with some quilts. Life's Little Treasures, they're an organisation that helps support premature babies and families.
Little treasure, I knew they were going to be small.
And when they're special quilts, they have 100 appliqued or embroidered
on them. So they'd be a lot smaller, wouldn't they?
Yes.
So are they just the normal quilt smaller, or is there a special one for...
The Life's Little Treasures have a standard size that they give. They're roughly about 36 inches by about 47 inches. I mean, in the quilting world, we're still working
inches. You're still
inches,
do you?
Yes. Follows, because I guess that stems from America in the States. Yep. Lots of patterns and fabric and everything. So, yeah, working in inches. So when the babies have their 100th day, they get gifted a special quilt that has 100 embroidered on it. So we help support them. We've got our Royal Children's Hospital, the paediatric ICU.
Yep.
We've gifted quilts. They have babies right through till 18 years of age, and the nurses like to...
Let's go back in. And what? It's in ICU.
Yeah, paediatric ICU.
And they keep the child as part of that group, do they?
No.
They can accommodate kids.
Kids, from birth through to 18. So they have ranges of, children coming in for different chronic illnesses, surgery and things. So we've gifted them quilts, small quilts, medium size, single size, because the nurses like to set up the beds as homely as possible rather than looking, clinical, hospital. Monash Children's Hospital, the newborns unit, their smaller quilts cover the isolettes for the babies. We were able to get some quilts delivered directly to Change the One that's based in Vietnam, and that's an Australian organisation that helps support adults and young children with disabilities impacted through Agent Orange. So even with generations,
that's still ongoing,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. So it was great to be able to have quite a number of quilts delivered directly to Vietnam, and also Maria's Big House of Hope in China, which is a organisation set up for palliative care for babies and children.
Palliative care for babies,
yes.
Is terrible.
Yes.
So I got to ask you, how do you get all these quilts over there?
To Vietnam, we had one of our members who was on a tour with Change the One.
Right.
And so she was able to take some quilts and other people that were on the tour. And with China, my husband and I had taught in China a few years ago, and we've still got contacts with people teaching, you know, foreign teachers teaching in China. And one came to visit, and I was cheeky and said, "How much luggage can you take?" So we organised a suitcase because she was travelling. She said, "I'm travelling light." I said, "Oh, good.
You're not going home, you're not going to be." So, you know, well, yeah. I just want to cover this for half a tick. So you don't just send them off, do you?
No.
You don't just post them off and hope the people are going to get them?
No, because we know that 9 times out of 10...
Stuff
really
gets stolen.
Yes. So it's people that can actually take the quilts and pass them on.
So you know
directly.
When you say you sent 30 to China, you know 30 went
30
to China.
Actually, yep. Yes. Because yep. I knew my friend had connections with people who were involved with Maria's Big House of Hope.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was great. Palliative Care organisation, and also Open Door. It's in Mombok, Community Emergency Relief. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
And Maroondah Rotary Club have a project that they're supporting Refuge Victoria. So we've been able to gift quite a few quilts, all different sizes, you know, single lap size and the smaller cot ones. So Refuge Victoria offers specialised accommodation for people or families escaping from family violence.
Family violence here or overseas?
No, here, in Victoria.
Yeah, it's terrible. Mm. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Just a quick reminder that Greg will be along at 3 o'clock with the Oz Indie Show. It's all brand new music, Australian music, that's just been released this week. And he'll be along between 3 and 5. Always a great show. But I'm talking to Libby and Annette from Quilts for Orphans. So you've got something up coming up called the Yarra Rangers Project. Can you tell us a bit about that, please?
Yes, Alan. We've been very fortunate through the Yarra Rangers Council to be granted one of their small monthly grants through Connected and Vibrant Communities. And so we've called our project Fabric Hugs for the Yarra Rangers.
Sounds good. Fabric hugs for the Yarra Rangers.
So our goal was to make 50 quilts that we'll gift to organisations that are based in the Yarra Rangers to pass on to anyone that's in need. So if there's anyone connected with organisations within the Yarra Rangers or child maternal health centres, please contact us. So info@quiltsfororphans.org because we'd be interested to hear from you.
No, AU, just dot org.
Yep, just dot org.
Yep.
Yep.
That sounds terrific. And they're mainly for the homeless or is it all homeless or with that grant?
Just anyone in need. So families that perhaps are needing, you know, emergency accommodation or they've, you know, had to leave their homes or for whatever reasons with nothing, or families that are in need. We're looking at having the project finish the end of November, so we're looking at December being able to pass the quilts on, so it could be something for a Christmas gift.
And particularly, I know we've done a little bit on this show with domestic violence because some of those people leave in the middle of the night, don't they, with basically nothing.
Yes.
And particularly if they take the children, it's out the door because they've got to get out as quick as they can because other things can happen. So that's a terrific idea. So I guess you're looking for any group that's got someone or two or three people that they think could be worthy of it. To get hold of you, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. We're happy to hear from them.
Contact again, please.
So info@quiltsfororphans.org.
Sounds terrific. I'll take a quick break and we're going to come back with more. Grant, if you're listening, I meant to put that in the last hour. I had it in the wrong hour. I was going to play that for you. Anyway, Annette, you want to tell us about Wagga. I'm intrigued about this. Tell us a bit more about it, please.
Well, recently we gave a talk at the Kirkbray social group, and we wanted to take something that was slightly themed towards the men.
Yep.
And we had three woggers at the hall. Now, a wogger is a fairly utilitarian quilt, and it has, it's an Australian unique construction.
Right.
What they were originally were Hessian sacks, split and joined with a twine, and they served as a blanket in the bush.
So this was mainly for swaggies and that
well,
sort of
yes,
stuff?
Well, yes, swaggies or people, shearers and the likes that are travelling the country.
Or the timber people?
Yes. And it was something that was only made by hand, and it was fairly unique to Australia.
Yep.
So that's how they started, and they got the name Wagga. No one quite knows why they got the name Wagga, although there was a time in the evolution of these woggers that flour sacks were used, and there was a mill in Wagga,
yeah.
Which was called the Lily Flour Mill, the Wagga Lily Flour Mill, and often those bags, which were made out of calico, they were split and used as a backing on these Hessian corn sacks or wheat sacks.
Yep.
To sort of make a little bit more warmth and give a little bit more comfort on one side of the quilt. So that might have been where it got its name. But they were also known as Murrumbidgee rugs. They were also known as the Sydney blanket. So they've had a few different names. Usually they came into use at times of hardship. And so in the 1890s, after there'd been a property boom and a bust, bit of a depression in the 90s, and it was really sort of born out of thrift and necessity of making do. People had to make do. Now, Australians are pretty good at that too.
Absolutely.
And so these quilts were made, and they used to be just plainly the wheat sack to start with, but gradually people started to use scraps of tailor's samples or scraps of fabrics from pre-made, other-made clothes. And then a next step along was to arrange that in some sort of a pattern and have a bit of a feature on the quilt. So it sort of became slightly patterned and slightly more domestic appropriate, so you could use them at home.
Yeah.
But still the same kind of construction, a top, which was a more of a decorative top, a backing that was plain, and then the middle was packed with something. And quite often in those early days, they were the pre-loved garments.
Clothes? In
yes,
them.
Clothes, like the baby's old jackets, dad's old socks, grandmother's skirt,
like
you know, all cut up and repurposed inside the quilt.
Cool.
And they were usually sort of scrunched up and stitched to give some sort of depth and loft to the quilt itself. And so that was sort of how these things evolved. Now, of course, it's a bit of an art form, and it's kind of coming out of the group that are a bit more eco-conscious. They're a bit more into reusing and recycling. They're revisiting, just taking scraps of fabric and making a pattern and making a quilt out of it.
But what, they don't fill them with second-hand clothing now, do they? Or
no,
do they
maybe
still...
not. Maybe not. But, you know, nevertheless, things are... You will find fabrics from an old blouse or a skirt or something or other will be repurposed into quilts too. Although I guess it would depend on your taste, I guess.
I can't imagine the old socks in there, but anyway.
Anyway, we did this talk at Kirkbray, and we sort of took the theme, and we had a little campfire and a billy, and I put my hat on and a kubra and told a few yarns and read a poem or two, and we just talked about the quilts and showed the folk these quilts we've got. Now, I don't quite know where we got these quilts from.
But you didn't make them yourselves?
No, we didn't make them ourselves. They were given to us, but they're made out of, looks like, suit remnants. and there are some scraps of red in amongst one of them, and they've been put into some sort of a pattern. So there's enough red in there to kind of lift the grey, and it gives the sort of a bit of a movement around the quilt, you know, in lovely colours. So it was good just to be able to show those to the group and have a bit of a history lesson in where the Wagga came from. And then Libby just talked then about Quilts for Orphans and what we do. So they were very interested in our story. And we are open to going and speaking to groups. We don't want to do lots of talks, but we're sort of planning one a month. And so if organisations would like to hear about Quilts for Orphans story, we'd be happy to come. We usually take a trading table as well and sell some of our crafts and wares, because we raise money to buy our backing and our batting. We have some expenses with running the hall as well, so we've got to cover those too. But people usually like to hear what the story is, and we're happy to go.
I think it's terrific. And just for listeners to know, I had Libby come along to an organisation that I'm a member of, and she did it via the internet. We did it via Zoom, and it was a terrific night. So if you're a group out there and would like to hear more about, particularly if you've got some money that you'd like to donate to them, I'm sure they'd love to get some money. So get hold of them and ask them to have a talk. I know Libby did a terrific job for us.
Yeah. It's interesting to note that Woggers were still popular in round about 1951, and there was an article in the paper calling for old clothes and blankets and things, because they were preparing, Melbourne and Sydney were preparing for power failures in the winter.
So, how topical is that?
And this is in 1951, and there was a big demand for blankets and sheets, and they sold out, like they weren't available. Then the New Idea published a little article about making your Wagga. And they were sort of highlighting the fact that it could be decorated for home use. It didn't have to be such a crude construction. It could be decorated for home use. And I have an article out of the paper here. I'll just read you this little bit. It was about, as far as the public, this came out of the Mercury, which is a Tasmanian paper. This was in April of 1951. As far as the public is concerned, there's a big sale of handsome new kerosene heaters, pressure lights and even carbide lighting units. Going to bed to keep warm offers its difficulties too. Most of the big retail stores in Sydney have already sold out of sheets, pillow slips, towels and other household goods. Blankets are scarce and costly, and it's reported that some people are going back to the old Wagga blanket, Hessian, fluffed out to make it softer, and enclosed between sheets of printed material. Jubilee year indeed. So,
unreal.
Back in 1951, power failures were a problem.
I've just got to take a break. How topical's that?
Together.
Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. And, of course, at 3 o'clock, Greg Carrick will be along with the Oz Indie Show. Always a terrific show. And I'll be back on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More. And then, of course, between 6 and 8 with a Rock and Roll Hit Parade. Plenty of great 60s music coming out on Sunday. But anyway, we're talking to Olivia and Annette from Quilts for Orphans. I shouldn't get off the brand. Annette, you just mentioned that you, when you did that last talk, you were aiming at the men. Do you have any men quilters at all?
Not in our group, but they're certainly around.
Are they?
Yes, yeah. There's quite a few have got YouTube channels or websites, and sometimes they're quite adventurous. Joe Cunningham is the name that springs to mind. He's quite a experimental sort of a fellow. He'll try anything in fabric.
Right.
Kay Fassett is another one who's... He's very bright colours and lovely patterned material. He designs material as well. So, yes.
There are some around.
They're certainly around.
Yeah.
We haven't any in our group yet, but we'd certainly welcome them. So anyone who's out there and interested in quilting and patchwork or material, or
give it a yell.
Come along.
Right, you've got a big day coming up on Saturday, Libby.
On Saturday, yes. It's
this
our,
Saturday.
This Saturday, yes. Yep. It's our gathering day. So we meet at the Hoddle's.
What's a gathering day?
Gathering day, where we all get together. Morning tea is really important, but we sit and sew and...
That's the most important bit.
Yes, yeah. So we meet at the Hoddle's Creek Hall, and the second Saturday in the month, so that's coming up this Saturday, but also every Tuesday we have open day, working day, so we have people coming along on Tuesdays as well, so from 9:30 to 3, and we're currently working on our fabric hugs for the Yarra Rangers, so we're, we've got a special project on Saturday that I will introduce to the team about a particular block that's using what's called the Friendship Star block, and then we're trying a new technique as part of this project. It's called Quilt As You Go. So as you do a block and you quilt a block and then you join the blocks together, so at the end of it you have a quilt that's already quilted.
So your blocks are the little pieces you obviously talked
yes,
about.
Yeah.
So, but you have some people that make those and don't put them together, do you? Is it because, like, isn't that's not, well, the way you're mentioning it now, obviously that's not the way you do it all the time.
No. So it's there's some different techniques.
Yep.
So what we've have and what we're working on too are quilt tops that are already been quilted and they've already been pieced together.
Yep.
And then we'll quilt them with backing fabric and wadding.
Yep.
But this quilt as you go technique, you get a block and you design your block and make the block and then quilt it on a smaller piece of batting and backing fabric.
Oh, so
and
you're
then
putting,
join it.
So yes. You're putting the little block as a complete thing before you move on to onto the next.
It's more like
piece.
Tiling. It's more like tiling.
Oh, right.
Except we stitch them together and we're trying different methods, and it's been a very good learning curve. It's got us all thinking and learning. That's been part of the project.
So how did that come about, Libby? Is it only just new that this is happening, or has it been done before and your group hasn't done?
Not for us, for Quilts for Orphans, but throughout the world there's a lot of people working on what's called Quilt As You Go method, and for many people that don't have access to a, you know, long arm quilting machine that can be 10 feet, 12 feet, 14 feet, you know, tables to actually do all the quilting, or on a domestic sewing machine, it is quite a challenge to do bigger quilts. But if you quilt them in smaller blocks and join them, it's an easier process. So we thought we'll try something new. Well, you know, the new president thought she'd introduce something new and get people thinking.
It'll either be good or bad.
Well, we've been learning a lot along the way.
It'd be an interesting concept, wouldn't it?
Yes. I don't know that it's our favourite. We've all decided that it's been a good experience. Well, we prefer the other way, but look, it's what you get used to.
And I suppose, well, I was just going to say that, I suppose if you're not used to it, then it's just something else different, isn't it?
It's really important, I think, particularly as we get older, to keep our brains occupied and thinking and, you know, learning about things. And we've been making up our patterns as well, rather than having purchased patterns, because we've been gifted so much fabric from people's, you know, fabric collections that we think, right, we need to use it up. And,
this one is the third in the series. We've been doing a series. So the first one was based on everything yellow, and we call that one Gone Bananas. And we have a fun day together, and all the strips were all ready on the tail racks, and they just went and chose what colours they liked and took the tile piece that we had prepared for them, the backing fabric and the batting, and then they just pieced by strips onto this tile. That was the first one. The second one... What do we do for the second one?
Blooming Wonderful.
Oh, floral. Blooming Amazing. Blooming Wonderful. And we picked out all our floral fabrics. And it was predominantly pinks, wasn't it,
We were using some Japanese prints.
So we had
some paler pinks, and then we were running out of fabric, so we thought, oh, we'll do some purple and some browns and some greens. When we put them all together, we thought, like, oh, dear, no, this doesn't quite
go.
So we've made a few smaller quilts with some planar blocks in between. So, again, you know...
That was a learn... That we learned that.
You do.
We have a big display board set up, and we can actually stick these tiles up onto it. They just pat onto this fuzzy thing and stay put, so you can rearrange them in different patterns, and that again is another learning experience too, what looks good next to each other, or the kind of striping or marking that accents you get through the quilt.
All right, I'm very mindful I'm starting to run out of time, and one of the big reasons why we wanted to talk to you, you've got something come up at Mont de Lancy, so we need to start to talk about that, or we're going to run out of time. So let's find out about that one.
So at Mont de Lancy, Saturday, November the 2nd, we start with our exhibition and display of the quilts that we've made. So fabric hugs for the Yarra Rangers.
Yeah.
They will have a lot of those on display.
So they'll just be on display.
Yes. But we'll also have our craft for sale, and we've got a huge range of craft items, table runners, bags, lots of, you know, little notebook covers, microwave bowls, all sorts of things. Great for presents for birthdays and Christmas coming up. So we're there Saturday, November the 2nd, and Sunday, November the 3rd.
Yeah.
The Monday and Tuesday Cup Day, Mont de Lancy's closed, but we'll be open again on Wednesday the 6th of November right through to Sunday, November the 10th.
Right, so it's on Saturday, November the 2nd, you start.
Yep.
There's the display, and you can't buy those, but you've also got a lot of stuff for sale.
Yes, Yes.
And let's be honest, you need to sell stuff to be able to make new quilts.
Yes, and to stay in the hall. And we've also got a stall at Fairs Fair that's in October. That's on October the 19th.
And where's Fairs Fair?
At the Truth and Liberation Concern Church. It's known as TLC, Mudbrick Church, on 265 Canterbury Road, Bayswater North. And there's a number of stalls with handcrafted items from 10 to 4.
So what was that date again, please?
Saturday, October the 19th.
Well, that's not far off.
No, a few weeks.
So it's Saturday, October the 19th. Just give us the details again so we can write them down, please.
Truth and Liberation Concern Church, 265 Canterbury Road, Bayswater North.
Yeah.
And Mont Delancey, which is Wellington Road, Wandon North.
Yeah.
Saturday, November the 2nd through to Sunday, November the 10th, with Mont Delancey being closed on the Monday and the Tuesday.
All right. And it's a great spot to look around Mont Delancey. We actually had, I can't try and think of the lady's name, came in and told us all about Mont Delancey, so the people can have a look around there and purchase some craft, because not only quilts for sale, is it?
No, we'll have some quilts, but also lots and lots of craft, and there's a great little cafe as well.
Oh, it's got a lovely cafe. So when you say craft, are you involved in other things other than quilt? Like, how did you get these things that you're going to sell on the craft stall?
People have been busy. A lot of our members and supporters have been busy making table runners, tea bag wallets, microwave...
soup bowl cozies.
Soup bowl, ice cream bowl cozies. They're big sellers. Bags.
What sort of bags?
Oh, little tote bags, big shopping tote bags, bigger bags, you know, bags to put all your bits and bobs.
Is it?
Small zip-up bags, lots of different things, yeah.
It's just any little small gifty-type items that we make.
I thought you only did quilting.
Well, we do. Yep. But
that's our main aim.
When we have our events, we like our members to contribute some sort of a craft item. They make it with scraps of things that they've got, and it just creates...
So you've obviously got some very talented ladies among your group.
We have.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
Very, very talented people. And we do have some quilts that we'll have for sale as well. And we've got a couple of woggers that'll be on for sale. So if you want to get in quick, first in, first best.
So you've only got about two woggers.
A couple of woggers. And also the display for fabric hugs for the Yarra Rangers.
Yeah, and so when are they going to be handed out? I forget when you said that was going to happen.
End of November, December. Yeah.
What? And have you started working on them yet?
Or yes. We've got pretty close. Our goal was 50. I think we're up to about 45. So we'll meet our goal and more.
All right, I've just got to take one more quick break and then we'll be back with more, and Libby and Nanette will give you the contact details how you can find out a lot more about this amazing group.
I know it's got me reeling when you say
Welcome back to Community Connections. Certainly I'll be back next Wednesday. I'm just trying to think. We've got three interviews next Wednesday. I'm not 100% sure who they are, so best not say. But I'll tell you on Sunday night. Libby's going to quickly give you the contact details for if you want to hear more or find out more about Quilts for Orphans.
So we've got a website, Alan. It's www.quiltsfororphans.org. And our email address is info@quiltsfororphans.org. And we're at the Hoddles Creek Call second Saturday in the month, which will be this coming Saturday, and then every Tuesday. So between 9:30 and 3, come along and visit.
And
see us at
Montalancy. And they'll also give you morning tea on Saturday. Because Libby said it's the most important part of the day.
Absolutely.
Look, I hope you go well. Montalancy again is on starting on the 2nd of November.
Yes.
All right, thanks, ladies, for coming in. I hope it's a real success because I think it's a terrific anything that, particularly for orphans, some of them is probably the only thing they've got.
And for organisations like locally, it's not just orphans, it's for those in need.
Sounds great. Thank you for coming in, ladies. We'll hand it over to Greg at 3 o'clock.